We moved into the Jordan neighborhood in Minneapolis about 17 years ago and started to organize our neighbors around dealing with the crime and blight and socially destructive behaviors. And out of that, after a few years, my council member resigned and my neighbor prodded me to run for office. And so, and by the way, that was very shortly after I graduated from seminary. Because at the tail end of all of that, of my 30-year career, of all of that social engagement, I went to seminary at Luther Seminary here in the Twin Cities and graduated, was ordained. And then my neighbor, a pastor, called me up and he said, "Don, you have to run." And I said, "Run from what?" And he said, "You have to run for office." He said, "We have 50 kids in my church's after-school program, and we think two of them might graduate." This is teenage kids. And he said, "This the mayor doesn't get it. The superintendent doesn't get it. I've tried to get the governor. We're trying to, but government has no interest or little interest and no idea of the world we are creating with this sweeping failure in large swaths of our city and state and country. There's this apathy about it that is going to pull our country down, it's going to pull our city down. We need someone in office. We have enough preachers in North Minneapolis." So it was quite a challenge. And I never knew that a single phone call from a single person could make me make a decision like so categorically to change my life. But it did. And my other neighbors came around him and they all decided that this would a good thing to do. And we had a meeting, community neighborhood meeting. I said I would do this if we did it together. And everybody agreed we would do it together. So without any prior political engagement, I only voted when president was being elected. and with no base, no party affiliation, well, we decided to run as Democrats. And we had to fight against the chosen member party, the party's endorsed candidate, who got all endorsements. Nobody had ever worked on a campaign before. And we totally overwhelmed the system with just grassroots campaigning.
As a young man, a youth earlier in your career, did you ever envision going to seminary or becoming involved in politics?
Well, first of all, I determined I would not go to seminary. I would not be a pastor. And in fact, you know, there was a period there where I was thinking about it. And I said to my dad, "Dad, I'm thinking about going into the ministry." This is my dad, he's a preacher. He said to me, "I think you need to go to college, find a career, and figure out what you can do to make a living for yourself with your skills. And then, if you want to be a preacher, a pastor, you can decide." And that was a very... that was telling about there's some things about my dad that were a little unconventional that might have been, in spite of the somewhat oppressive theological stances he had, he might have freed me up more than I realize by in little things he said and did to be the kind of person I am today. But after that, I just put that on the shelf, and I, in fact, I grew into a posture of, I saw so many people becoming pastors because their pastors were, their dads were, or family members were, and I thought, that seems circumstantial. It doesn't seem totally like a fully objective decision making. So let me push against it, and I'm not going to fall in line with destiny in that way. And so I kind of pushed against that for years and made peace with it. It wasn't a source of anxiety for me. Well, and then politics, absolutely not. I'm an introvert and love to spend time by myself thinking about the world and coming out every now and then to eat and drink and make a living. But I love to live in my head. And I experienced many times socializing as inconvenient. And so for me to be a politician is quite a journey.
It's an interesting contrast with your experience as a 20-year-old and the fame of your music,
right.
and leaving that behind and now working as a public servant for the good of the community.
Yeah, it's quite a set of bookends. And the possibility of making a difference motivates me to transcend some of my personal constraints, like my own personality, if you would call it that, and reach out to people and do what I need to do because I have a job. I got an important task on hand and I have to do it.